Hello.
This is Taisha. Give me your call back from customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, who am I speaking with, please?
Taisha.
Okay. I had taken those surveys online, and it was on the my Facebook area. And they said I won twice. They said I won a KitchenAid mixer, but I have to pay for the shipping. Well, so I gave them a credit card, and it went through, and they, whoever wrote me back and gave me an order number, that was December the 8th, was the second time. Never have received the mixer, and I just wanted to know if this is a scam or what.
I'd be more than happy to take a look at it for you. Could you provide me with your first and last name?
What?
Could you provide me with your first and last name?
First name is Catherine. Last name is Doyle, as in D as in dog, O-Y-L-E. And anyway, that's why I'm calling. Never did get it. And I'd seen somebody else the other night when I was on the computer. Somebody said that they didn't get theirs either. They said that it claimed that they won a mixer. And I've won actually two, they said. And I got a letter of saying, congratulations, you know, thank you for filling out our survey. You're proud owner of a mixer, but you got to pay shipping. Well, fine. I filled all that stuff out. Never did, and I got an order number, but I didn't get nothing else, and haven't seen hide nor hair of it, and I didn't put it online, but I got the person's name on the other one. They said they never got theirs, and I'm going to, if I don't get something, an answer, you know, I'm going to, number one, dispute any charge on my credit card, then I'm going to get on Facebook, and I'm going to say, you don't get it. You don't get the item. So there's no sense in me filling out these surveys.
Okay, ma'am. I did find an account for you for security purposes. Could you verify your mailing address?
1309 Edgewood Drive, Wellington, okay. Kansas, 67152.
Okay, thank you for that. It looks like on December the 8th, you paid $5.74. To
right.
enter a raffle to receive a free KitchenAid. It was a sweepstake that you enter yourself in. You paid the $5.74 to be entered in a sweepstake. They said, congratulations, you're a winner to enter inside of a sweepstake, not that you have won a gift yet.
Oh, so I paid that to enter a sweepstakes?
That's correct, yes, ma'am.
Well, that's a bunch of crap. Sorry.
Yes, ma'am.
I must have read it wrong, but that's like, okay, you're going to pay me for this phone call here, you know, just to talk to me. That is a bunch of crap. Because it says, congratulations, you won a KitchenAid mixer and has a pitcher. Boy, that is a real, I'm sorry, but that's a scam. But when I get my credit card bill, I'm going to dispute that amount.
It looks like you already made the dispute on your account, ma'am, but I can just get the account canceled out for you and provide you with a cancellation number, and everything else had to go through with your bank, being that it's already...
You cancel everything because you're not going to get paid for it. Not going to. And I'm sorry that I have to... The print is so small on my computer, and the thing is, I'm older and I have some eye issues. But anyway, that doesn't have nothing to do with it, but I didn't realize I was just paying to enter a sweepstakes. And then they send me an order number, and they send me, congratulations, you're the winner. You know, you're a winner. Well, what am I winning? And that's not entering a sweepstakes. They're confirming I have won.
Well, ma'am, we're going to send everything.
An order number.
Mm-hmm.
So,
We're going to send everything over to your bank that we provided you with, the information that we provided you with, and the terms and conditions that were stated. Being that you already made the dispute on this account, everything will have to be done with your bank as far as a refund and things like that. But once we send everything over to your bank, they give you the refund, but I'm not for sure.
Well, I'm not paying anything to enter a stupid sweepstakes, and I'm not gonna. You can quit sending me anything to my email address, because I am not gonna continue doing these surveys for these companies. I'll tell the whole people on Facebook it's a scam. You're paying only to enter. That's like paying $25 to enter Publishers Clearinghouse. I mean, how many people have that kind of? I don't care if it's $2 or $5. It's people don't have that kind of money just to enter a sweepstakes. And then you confirm it with a letter saying, I have won. When it says I have won, then I have won. Not that, thank you for your entry and paying $5 or whatever, and I'm sorry, but you did not win. If you'd like to order another sweepstakes or get in, you got to pay another $5. But you got to be truthful, and you guys are not truthful, but I'm going to make sure Facebook knows it. Thanks for calling me back.
Would you like your cancellation number, ma'am?